Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. It's always a joy to be with you, and with me in the studio today is my partner in crime and co-host of the broadcast, Dr. Les Olala, who is the chancellor of Northern Baptist Bible College. I have the privilege of serving with him on the administrative team there and also serve as the pastor of the Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. We are very excited today because we have two special guests in the studio with us to talk about a topic that I think will be of interest to all of the ladies who listen to us in the morning. I know that many of the folks who listen to us, Doc, are men, and they're generally driving to work. But we have a good core of lady listeners, so we are trying to do a broadcast today that I think will warm their hearts and encourage them. But in the studio today, I was saying before the broadcast that my two favorite ladies, other than my wife and mother, are in the studio. And one of those ladies is your wife, Charlene Olala. And Charlene, it's good to have you back on the broadcast. We have had you on before. In fact, you did a series with us just helping us to walk with you and Les through what God brought you both through. And that was a great blessing to many of our listeners. And we're glad to have you back today.
Thank you.
And across the table from you is Mrs. Gail Gert. And Gail, you are married to a wonderful, exquisitely talented man, right?
That's right.
Isn't that what you told me to say?
Oh.
And you have how many children?
Two boys.
Two boys. And they're married, or one of them is married. Mm-hmm. Jason, and how many grandchildren?
I have three beautiful grandchildren.
And tell us a little bit about what you do at Northland.
Well,
be nice.
I'm Dr. Horn's secretary assistant, and then I'm my husband's assistant and everything else that he has for me.
And I think you and Charlene have worked together with the ladies on our campus, and we have something here called Northland Neighbors. Tell us a little bit about that.
Northland Neighbors was developed, and Charlene can fill in a little more, for support and connection. When we first started the college, there was very few peoples in the area, and the family became just the staff that were here. And it was a great time of encouragement and building each other's lives and service opportunities mostly. So that's what Northland Neighbors was about.
Both of you attend Faith Baptist Church.
Yes.
With Pastor Collard and the folks there, and I know both of you are heavily involved with the ladies' ministries there. Doc, we would like to talk a little bit today about the command that Paul gave to husbands in Ephesians, husbands, love your wives. I know you've done a lot of couples conferences, and you speak a lot to men. What do you see as the dynamic behind that command?
Well, the number one marriage problem is selfishness. And I think it's far more manifest in men than it is in women. And I think women are more geared to giving, being givers. Men are more geared to getters. And it's not universally true. That is, you cannot say that as an absolute, but generally, that is the way it is. In the command, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and what? Gave.
Himself.
Himself. Two key words, gave himself. In my opinion, that's what a wife wants more than anything else, is her husband to give himself to her.
Do you feel like that is hard for a guy to do? Do you feel like it's hard for a guy to understand how to do that?
Not during dating. It's easy during dating. You drive through rain, mud, or snow. There's no trip too long, no phone bill too big. You know, and then when you get married... Because then it turns more into the norm, and then the wooing and the winning is now past, and now the day-to-day operation is there, and man has a tendency to be thinking more of his big picture world and less about the practicality of the girl whose heart he won.
Ladies, let me ask you this question, and either one of you could take this, but why do you think it's hard for a man to understand how to love his wife?
Well, Charlene's pointing at me. I think God designs man with a job in mind. And his work and his ministry is his whole focus. as far as the wife, he appreciates her as a helpmeet, but it probably is harder for him to focus on the helpmeet when he has a job to do.
Just because everything else is crowded in there.
That's right.
How do you help a guy, Charlene? What would you say to a guy who is saying, "But you know, I love my wife, but man, I get up at 5:30 in the morning. You know, I just have enough time to grab a cup of coffee. Devotions on the way out the door, and I'm in my car at 6 to beat the traffic to get to work by 8. Work all day long, get home. Then I've got other issues to deal with." How do you help a guy who's in that cycle take time to stop and meet his wife's needs?
Well, I know that's a hard question. Men think in generalities usually, in the big picture. And women are more detail-oriented, and we think in little things because we have to take care of a lot of details, children and home and getting food on the table, all those little things that all together make big things. But a guy doesn't think in those kind of terms.
Honest question here. Do you think most guys understand what a wife does all day?
Generally, I think they do, but they'd have to follow around all day because there are so many interruptions you have to deal with. People, phone calls, you name it.
I got a good reminder.
Dog problems.
I got a good reminder of this recently. Just the other day, my wife had to go into town, and she left our 13-month-old with me. And I had no clue what she does. I thought, okay, well, we'll just stick her in this little chair. And, man, I was on the phone with you, Gail, and she was all over the place. I was ready to go to bed. After 2 hours of this, I gave her a bunch of NyQuil, and it was only 10 in the morning. No, I didn't really do that. But I think that's a part of the problem.
I'll tell you, when I learned, when Charlene was hospitalized, and then when she got home, she was incapable, I became a very good homemaker. I mean, you should have seen me. Dishes, I canceled all my travel. Boy, I was actually...
Burger King.
I was getting pretty good, actually, at vacuuming. And then I began to understand why it bugged her when I laid stuff on, because I would have everything clean. Somebody would come in and lay that there, and I said, I just cleaned that. I hang stuff on the bedpost. Our children last year for our 40th anniversary gave us a bed and breakfast gift away, and we got in there. And I almost had to go to Home Depot to get a stepladder to get up into that bed. And they had bedposts that were up so high. I said, "Honey, never get bedposts this tall because I cannot hang my clothes on them." Well, I got a whole understanding. Living in that world, functioning in that world, it's much easier to understand when you have to do it.
Gail, what are some things that, I mean, if you were talking to a group of guys and saying, "Listen, here are just a few practical ways that you could say, 'I care,' to your wife," what kind of things would you suggest?
Well, every woman will be different, and her desires and her skills and just her expectations. But I think time, just uninterrupted time, would be incredible to experience that. Listening in that time would be helpful.
Ouch.
Like I said, every woman is different. I think the small things like serving, in my case, it's so special when my husband has something done for me that I mentioned earlier in that day. Mm. That's a treasure to me, and I don't think he truly realizes how much that means. He actually listened, number one. He took the time, number two. And then the project is done. It's off my mind. What a blessing that is. So I think every woman's going to think differently. Some would want little gifts here and there. I'm too practical. I like the service done, but those are helpful.
Charlene, what about you? What are some things maybe that guys could do in your mind as you've talked to women? You know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you both on the show is because you talk to so many of our ladies, and there's a group on our campus called Married Students. And the Married Student Wives, I know, are very, very important to you, and they mean a great deal to you. How have you wished sometimes that you could just sit their husband down and say, "Hey, let me just talk to you for a minute"? What would you say to a guy?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I was thinking along the lines of my experience. So that's totally different because my husband's so different.
Mm-hmm.
because I was thinking one of the practical things for me would be to have a kitchen table that I could use to have people eat on and not as a library table.
But it's the bread of life.
But it's, right, right.
Oh. That's why I tell Beth it doesn't work at my house either, Doc.
I come in with my books, and I like to study because we have a 120-inch table. And so I can scatter stuff from Dan to Beersheba when I'm studying instead of using my office in the basement. So we have to, she has to clean everything, and that's a discipline that I'm working on.
Yeah.
And he is. He's trying. But I know for our student wives, the ones that have the little children, their days are just jam-packed with mommy do this and mommy that and I'm sick or, you know, cleaning up. So I think just understanding what they've been through throughout the course of a day and not saying, honey, do you have a hard time managing your time? during the day. No, she has plenty of things to keep her busy.
Just maybe
and,
taking
so just
even
being
10
understanding.
To take the kids and give her 10
and
minutes
her,
of interrupted time, maybe.
Right.
How important is it for, and I know the answer to this, and maybe this is a kind of a dumb question, but how important is it for the wife to hear tangibly, I love you?
Well, that's the ultimate. You know, he's listening to you and your personality. It's just reassurance. It's that security, not that we're using that security. We have the Lord as our total security. Mm-hmm. But is that security knowing, you know, what I'm doing is worthwhile. He does understand and appreciate what's going on here in this relationship.
How would you suggest to one of the ladies listening whose husband maybe isn't doing some of these things, how would you suggest she go about helping her husband understand that she has that need?
Well, communication is the key to any marriage, for any relationship. And just saying it, you'd have to have time where it's a good time to sit down when he's not tired, probably after he's been fed. And just discussing, I'm struggling in this area, can you help me? And I just appreciate telling him you appreciate his vocalizing of his feelings. It's just honesty and transparency. I have a need. You could supply it. Can you help me here?
Sure. And to all of you men listening out there, and you know who you are, I hope you'll take time today to go home and tell your wife you love her and do what you can to meet a need that the Lord has laid on your heart that she might have. It's been a joy to be a part of your life today. I hope you'll contact us and let us know how the Lord is using the broadcast in your life. We do have copies of Dr. Olala's reprinted discipleship journal, Manna, available. And for those of you who send a donation of $10 or more in, we'll be glad to send you your own copy.